This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
This week, some chain stores have been reporting their profit numbers for the start of the year, and some are doing better than expected. Macy's stock is up another 3.5% at the moment after its quarterly results yesterday were quite strong for a company that often drew the adjective beleaguered. Today, Nordstrom will report. Facing the ongoing threat from e-commerce, that company is digging into the in-store experience, including for one particular group of consumers. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has more.
Nordstrom is the latest retailer expanding the sizes available in its stores. The company says 30 of its locations will now carry more zeros and twos, but also more 14s, 16s, and 18s, tapping into the growing market for plus sizes.
Nordstrom's pivot to supply stylish clothing to plus-size women is meeting a very vocal demand from this underserved market.
Anya Cohen is a retail industry analyst at Ibis World.
It's become increasingly clear to stores that it's no longer a specialty item.
Plus-size customers represent about 37% of the market, but only about 16% of business for retailers like Nordstrom. So says Marshall Cohen of the market research firm NPD Group.
Retailers have recognized that they're buying other products for other members of their family. They're buying accessories. They're buying footwear.
And retailers know that it's easier to get shoppers to add something extra to their cart when they are physically in the store. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.